Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. And I love hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business on this podcast. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Let's tell your story. Today's story, small and large businesses reduce the formalities when hiring in this job market, and pop-ups all the rage this holiday season. Those stories after this. When a state ranks among the top 10 in the country for major new and expanded facilities, that's pure growth. When it's tops for three straight years, that's pure Michigan. Long known as a world leader in the automotive industry, Michigan is also a leader in defense, cybersecurity, mobility, agribusiness, and aerospace. In fact, CNBC rates Michigan among the top 10 states in the country for business. To learn more, visit michiganbusiness.org, because helping business grow is pure Michigan. Eager employers trying to lure workers in the tightest job market in 50 years are hiring some candidates sight unseen, at times after one phone interview. The practice has become most common in seasonal work, especially retail, although it is spreading among some certain in-demand white-collar roles, such as engineers, IT professionals, and teachers. More from Wall Street Journal reporter Chip Cutter. Chip, what's trending?
Well, it's really interesting. This is the tightest job market we've had since 1969. The unemployment rate is at 3.7%. And so a number of employers across the country are saying, we'll hire you after a single phone interview. All you need, if you can meet our requirements, you have a phone interview, we'll hire you sight unseen.
That is, is it fair to call that desperation?
Well, I mean, I think there's certainly an eagerness out there to get people in these jobs as quickly as possible. We talk with a number of recruiters and consultants and the companies themselves, and they say that speed really matters here, that someone will drop off, they'll get another job elsewhere if you don't get them in the door as quickly as possible.
Explain some of the anecdotes you picked up.
Well, so I talked with somebody who was applying for a seasonal job at Macy's for this holiday season. He applied one evening. 12 hours later, he got an email from Macy's. They said they'd be calling him shortly. After a 25-minute phone interview, they offered him the job, paying $12.25 an hour at a store near Portland, Oregon. And this person said he was really confused by it. He thought it was a scam, perhaps. He felt it was way too easy to get hired that way. And Macy's has told us that they're just looking to hire as quickly as possible. They certainly still do in-person interviews, but they have found a lot of value in this kind of phone interviewing system.
Boy, I guess it's a good system, right? I mean, it offers some measure of vetting.
It does. I mean, I think that's the question here, and that's something that a lot of kind of recruiters and hiring experts have posed, and they've said that ultimately more interviews and lots of in-person interviews, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get a better qualified employee. And so a number of them are saying, let's try this. Let's try to hire this way and see what happens. CVS Health is piloting an experiment where workers at its distribution centers, they don't meet with someone until they get the job itself. They're hired based on how they do in a virtual job tryout and an online assessment. That's wow. How a recruiter bases whether they're going to be hired or not. And then they actually meet with someone on their first day on the job. They actually meet with a human when they arrive for work. So it is new. It's a different type of hiring, but I think a lot of employers say they need to be creative right now, just given what a tight market it is.
Well, you mentioned the word recruiter twice so far. Are those guys even needed these days?
Well, companies still need them because they need to be able to kind of get these workers interested in their jobs. But they're not finding as many people just necessarily coming to them. Recruiters have to go out and try to find workers, find people who might be up for these jobs. So I think they still feel like they have some job security that are still needed. But certainly, I think a lot of them are looking for more creative, more efficient ways to do their jobs.
Well, we're speaking with Chip Cutter, Wall Street Journal reporter who covers management and workplace issues. He's got a piece entitled, Yes, You're Hired, No, We Don't Need to Meet You First. I think I read or heard somewhere that might be like Amazon or one of these big groups, like they don't even require a resume.
That's right. They actually put that in their job postings. They say, you know, no resume, no interview required. Now, I talked to an Amazon spokesperson about this, and they said you still do need to meet with someone before you'll get hired. Oftentimes, that means coming to a hiring fair and talking with someone informally. So it's not the interview that you might think of, but you still do need to show up and show your face before they'll hire you. But you can see that's part of the pledge these companies are making. Is it's easy to get a job here. You know, throw your resume, throw your hat in the ring, and you'll get hired quickly.
But the risk, though, of hiring a bad apple, I mean, that can be costly. You go over the effort to obviously interview someone on the phone, bring them in, start training them, then figure out that they're not the right fit, right? I mean,
it is. This is a costly process for companies, and it's also costly in ways, for example, if the person who's hired this way doesn't interact well with customers or doesn't seem to fit in well with the team, there are parts of this that are really kind of problematic. And some have said that they've seen examples where people who have done these phone interviews, for example, it's a different person who actually shows up for the job themselves. So there are some risks in this, and companies try to do the best they can to make sure that they're, you know, paying attention to all of these. But certainly, hiring sight unseen does can raise some unexpected problems and issues for companies.
Thanks, Chip. Wall Street Journal reporter Chip Cutter. More after this. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. All it takes is 15 minutes to find out if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. And Geico offers coverage for more than just car insurance. Got a motorcycle? Geico's got you covered. Got an RV? Covered. Got a boat? Covered. How about homeowners or renters insurance? You bet Geico's got you covered. And there's so much more Geico could help with. Plus, don't forget the discounts. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save. That's geico.com. Pop-ups are all the rage this holiday season, from Facebook hosting its first pop-ups in Macy's to furniture website Wayfair carving out space in malls in New Jersey and Massachusetts. Both budding and longtime brands are opening temporary shops to tap into the holiday shopping rush. Here's what's trending from USA Today national business correspondent Charisse Jones. Charisse, what's up?
Holiday seasons are always a time for pop-ups, but now it's actually something you're seeing year-round. And so you've got all of these different brands like Build-A-Bear, stores like Wayfair, even Facebook that are getting in on this pop-up trend. And it really fills a lot of different purposes. If you're an online company, it gives you a chance to have a physical footprint without spending a fortune, you know, renting property for a long time. If you're an old-time retailer, you get the chance to test a market or test a mall without the investment, and it also fills a lot of vacancies in these malls, and so it's really a win-win for a lot of different players.
You know, a place like Build-A-Bear, I consider a shop that's already in a mall. Why would they need a pop-up?
Well, you know, I think it's a way to, again, get access to more customers without having to invest in the property. I mean, it takes a lot of money to, you know, lease a building or to buy something.
And then Wayfair, at least to me, correct me if I'm wrong, seems kind of the opposite, like more of an online presence than a physical one, and yet here they are with a pop-up.
Exactly. I mean, they're an example of a company that wants to be able to interact with customers in a way that they can't because they are an online company. So being in a couple of malls this holiday season and having people in person talk about how to decorate their homes, et cetera, you know, kind of gives them a touch point with their actual customers, and it gives them a chance to actually reach people who may not be familiar with them. So again, they're getting that access without a huge financial investment.
We're speaking with Charisse Jones, national business correspondent at USA Today. Her piece is called Facebook, Wayfair, and Build-A-Bear among those with pop-ups this holiday season. All right, so we understand Wayfair selling perhaps home goods and Build-A-Bear selling stuffed animals. Along comes Facebook, right, which has an interesting partnership with Macy's. Explain this.
Yeah, so Facebook has got a small business pop-up in 9 Macy's stores, including the flagship Herald Square in Manhattan. And basically, it's giving exposure to these small companies and brands that you may not have heard of. And it really works out for Macy's because it makes them kind of hip, right? It makes them a destination. They've got this alliance with Facebook, which has, you know, 1 billion followers. They're getting these new brands into their space, and so that attracts customers. And then for Facebook, it kind of gives them, you know, a chance to penetrate the community in a different way and to help these entrepreneurs, which is something that they say that they do through their sites. So, again, it gives you access and exposure in a different way.
Thanks, Charisse. USA Today national business correspondent, Charisse Jones. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.